Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted, the podcast for those who are done performing, done people pleasing, and done living life on autopilot. I'm your host, Leticia, the Survival Mode Disruptor, and this is where we create disruptive, unapologetic transformations for those who are ready to exit survival mode and reclaim their power. Every episode is your permission slip to burn the rule book, break the cycle, and finally build a life that feels like yours. So let's disrupt everything that's holding you back and start living life on your own terms. This is your trigger warning. This podcast is raw. It is real, and it doesn't sugarcoat what it means to survive trauma, abuse, mental health battles, or even the aftermath of living in survival mode for too damn long. What you hear on Survival Mode Disrupted includes unfiltered stories, graphic details, and a vulnerable truth that may trigger some of the audience. Please prioritize your emotional safety. If something feels too heavy, pause. Breathe. Come back when you're ready or not at all. Your healing is yours to honor. These episodes are based on lived experience, not therapy sessions or clinical advice. Listening does not replace mental health treatment or constitute a coach-client relationship. If you're in crisis, please seek immediate help from a licensed professional or contact your local emergency services. This space is built with care, but it's also built for truth and built for disruption. Take what you need, leave the rest, and most of all, trust yourself. If this podcast speaks to your soul, you don't have to do this work alone. Feel free to join our free Facebook community for high-achieving women ready to break cycles and heal out loud. Join us at Disrupting Survival Mode on Facebook, or grab the book that started this movement, Exiting Survival Mode, a raw step-by-step guide to help you identify, release, and rebuild from the survival patterns that have been keeping you stuck. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Survival Mode Disrupted. I am your host, Leticia, the Survival Mode Disruptor, and today we have Mitch with us. So Mitch, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Leticia. I'm excited to unpack everything that I can about trauma, man. So my name is Mitch Webb. I'm a health coach turned somatic health coach. Over this last several years, I have dove into somatic health and nervous system. I've been in a mentorship with Irene Lyon and healed so much, so many things that I just didn't think were possible, that I didn't know were related to the nervous system, like chronic anxiety, insomnia, autoimmune, gut issues. It's the it's what I've been looking for so long. I think it's the root cause that so many people are suffering from that have chronic disease.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, because I think we just don't know enough about trauma. And a lot of us are not just going to sign up and listen to some trauma expert, are we? So that's why I lead with storytelling. So Mitch, tell us your story two and through Survival Mode.
Yeah. First, I love this analogy of like what it is to come out of survival mode. And I don't think you know it until, and know what that means until you've gone through it. So I think an analogy is the best for folks that are potentially interested in this work. And being in survival mode is kind of like being held underwater your entire life, right? So you're underwater, life is up here, everything's kind of slow and muted, numb, if you will. And when you come up for that air that's coming out of survival for the first time, it's like feeling what life is, feeling what human is for the first time. And myself, I'm someone who was always kind of felt like I was a home run hitter on the sidelines of life. Like I couldn't get into life. I had several bad accidents that led to chronic disease that later on, I was able to connect to the trauma, the unprocessed trauma, the overloaded nervous system that I was experiencing. And, 20 years of looking for a root cause, looking for the answer, and finally knowing what it means to sleep through the night without waking up feeling like your hair is on fire, to no longer be afraid of the food that I eat, to avoid it, and to constantly be planning for the future, to not know where I'm going to have energy to do the things that I love, and to get my life back. That's what coming out of survival mode was for me.
Thanks for sharing. So you mentioned this as you introduce yourself, but I think maybe we should start with a conversation around how trauma actually shows up, and it's not what we expect.
It's interesting. As you say that, I see like an onion, right? There's different layers. I think what I saw at first is what I brought to my therapist when I sat down. It's like, hey, I've had traumatic brain injuries. I've had chronic fatigue and chronic anxiety. I've been on medication. I've had gut issues to where I couldn't eat but one meal a day, could only eat meat for a period of time. Had no energy to get off the couch for months at a time, could not exercise, could not engage with friends, didn't have the capacity to think straight. And so recognizing the symptoms first is typically what happens. And my therapist, kind of like I would say if I had a client, like, those are kind of surface level. Sure, we're aware of that. But once we start getting into this work, we always go deeper. That's what this work is about. And so we start to see the conditioning and the patterns. We get to, it's the great unwinding back to authenticity and back to ourself. And we get to meet us for the first time, who we are, underneath all of this conditioning that we learned early on to keep us safe, to keep us in connection, to allow us to receive attention and love. Those are things like people pleasing, perfectionism, black or white thinking, intellectualization. And that is personally a favorite of mine. It's thinking our way to safety. It's spending our time in our head and avoiding what's below the neck because likely that's too intense and we don't have the capacity to be with that sensation. For so long, I was a biohacker and a health nut, and I was always looking for the shortcut. Call that the Amazon Prime of the healing world. That's what we see everywhere. So I was looking for biohacks. I was looking for detox. I was looking for, the perfect diet. And so I didn't even know that that was my conditioning. That early on, I learned through what we call environmental failure that my needs weren't being met. And I lived in an environment that was completely unsafe. And so I learned to cope in very brilliant ways, in ways that are completely normal for the situation I was in. And thank God for those things. And later on in life, that's what caused the chronic disease. It's all this we hear. The body keeps the score. It's the all these sensations and symptoms and traumas and things that I've been avoiding and suppressing my whole life. They come to the surface and we get to see who we are. We get to see that these are patterns that we've taken on to create a false identity that, yes, of course it kept us safe, but now we get to kind of renegotiate that and we get to go back to authenticity. That's a whole other journey on the side of that. But to answer your question, I think it's symptoms first. And then we get to learn. I've been doing this for 4 years. I learned something every couple of weeks that I had no idea was me. And it's beautiful, it's difficult, and it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. Nothing has changed my life like this work. And I'm so excited just to share it with other people.
And I love your excitement. I felt it from, when we first got on the call. Whenever I talk about accident survival mode, it happens in three phases. First is self-awareness. We can't change what we can't see. Second is reprogramming, being able to challenge the narratives or the conditioning, as you mentioned. And then third is a reinvention. And that is basically, like you mentioned, stepping into all our authenticity, because oftentimes our conditioning takes that away from us, right? And I also say the school system, but I can always go down that line of talking. I homeschool my kids simply because I just think the school system is a
It's
waste of
trash.
time. But I digress. But I do think there is so much to unpack along our healing journey. But I think those three things often is what liberates us. It allows us to step into radical ownership, which I often talk about. A lot of times we journey through life without the recognition of how much control we actually have over ourselves and our future. And that I think comes down to our conditioning. It comes down to the way that we hold on to the narratives about our circumstances as well.
Yeah, we I love how you said that, and I wrote those down. I'm gonna have to steal those. It's, we really do have to become somebody new. It's not like this approach of let's kill my ego, though. I think it's this is the analogy that I shared with my mentor recently. It's like waking up one day with dog shit all over your body, and it's caked onto you, and you don't know how to get it off. And everything that you've learned about cleaning yourself. You scrub it, you use hot water, you do all the things, and it doesn't come off. And the difference is that you have to learn to love it. And when you learn to love it, those parts that we have deemed unnecessary, too much, not enough, not good enough, and we've pushed and suppressed those parts of ourselves away, they are screaming at us through the symptoms. And we either numb that and make it go away, or we love it and we renegotiate that narrative, and then we merge with that part, and we literally become someone new, and it's the real you. An expansive version of you that no longer walks on eggshells, that no longer stays small to please other people, that has boundaries, that has healthy aggression when they need it, and is centered and confident in themselves, so that we can kind of become the medicine that we've been searching for.
I love that because I've spoke about this on this podcast before. A huge part of my liberation was, first of all, acceptance, right? I have a child. As a child, I heard from maybe four or five that I was too much. And it took me close to 40 years to embrace that too muchness, right? And now I have, and I use that too muchness to be someone who's willing to speak up, to use that aggression in a positive way, to be impactful to others. And you mentioned earlier about this desire to get like the basic needs met, right? Whenever we talk about basic needs, I can't help but think about like the Maslow pyramid and of self-actualization. And whenever I talk to people who definitely have spent time navigating their trauma and healing, what I always hear is that version of self-actualization that we kind of weren't taught. It's getting to that place of acceptance and almost gratitude for the journey, and then being able to reach back and help someone else. Like,
Oh
that's
yeah,
how I
I mean,
define it.
say the question again.
Yeah, that's how I define it. Like, that's to me, that's what it looks like for me. Because I think a lot of us spend our time navigating trauma, trying to get our basic needs met, trying to understand who we are under the social conditioning of keeping everyone else around us comfortable, so that we don't know how to tap into understanding our needs, understanding what's really going on in our body, because our body tells us over and over, we just don't know how to tap into it and listen to it.
Well, yeah, and that's so common, because when we have trauma, we disconnect from our body. We focus on the external. We look for resourcing and answers and help on the outside, and we don't even think to look on the inside because of that early conditioning. It's either you and I are probably more, I felt more like too much as well. There's other people that don't feel good enough. There's parts of me that don't feel like that as well, but that's the conditioning. And so when we do this work, that's where I come in. And the tool that I like to share a lot in the beginning is just a reconnecting with our body, building what we call interoception, the ability to sense our body and what we need. That's so important, because if we're not in touch with that, we're gonna miss the signals that our body gives us. In our society, it tells us that these signals are bad, and that we need a pill and something to get rid of them, because and hashtags, it's uncomfortable. And that uncomfortable it's a message. It's the body saying, hey, pay attention to me. And it's going to get your attention in one way or another. And so that's why, on one hand, I would say, if you haven't had, the autoimmune flare, the massive amounts of anxiety or debilitating insomnia, do this work now. And what we do is we slowly learn to build a relationship with the body, to know that these sensations are not here to hurt us, that they are messengers. And eventually we learn to follow our impulse. We're able to identify and recognize what we need. And when we can give ourselves that to the people that have been dealing with chronic disease like myself for months, years, decades like me, that was my body screaming for help. And when I started listening and responding to what my body needed, I became the medicine. I didn't need a doctor to tell me what to do. I didn't need a therapist or a psychologist or whatever, a coach. But all those things are helpful. And it's part of the journey to get to where we can become our own medicine. But I just think for someone who's been fighting for their life for 20 years, how fascinating it is to me that everything that I wanted, desired, the outcomes that I wanted was inside of me. I just didn't know how to unlock that.
And I think it does come down to that level of reprogramming too, because, we've spoken about the social conditioning of making everyone else around us comfortable. We aren't taught how to connect properly with our thoughts. We aren't taught the connection between our thoughts and our actions either, right? And I think for me, and I've mentioned this again millions of times on this podcast, a huge part of the quantum leap in my healing was getting clarity just around that part of how much my emotions and my feelings impact my ability to carry out my actions. And that it was a huge disconnect for me because I really wasn't aware of how much I recycle thoughts or I'm recycling other people's conditioning, right? And it showed up in my life, and those things became the forefront, and listening to my body came secondary. And I think we are in an environment now where technology drives the world, but a huge part of our healing is going back to those primitive states. Like the primitive man was so in touch with their body, like they knew what was happening, and they probably had responses to releasing the trauma. I can't imagine. I don't even know if they were really around during dinosaur times, but I'm going to use this as an analogy. I can't imagine coming face to face with a T-Rex and surviving and then walking back to sit down and consider something else. I think back then there's so functions were probably more aligned with animals. And as we know, animals are able to release their trauma quite quickly. And we, for some reason, just hold on to it like it's a really bad birthday gift.
Yeah, I mean, modern man's capacity is so low, and I think that's by design. We can certainly have a whole nother conversation about that. But I mean, this is also some of the things I do. Like, think about we're constantly being poisoned with the food supply. Our water is shit. We are encouraged to sit at a desk all day inside, to not be in connection with the earth, to not be moving, to get home, to sit for 18 to 24 hours a day, to get home, look at blue light until we go to sleep, which disrupts our circadian rhythm. And then we don't have any, most people don't have good parenting or good enough parenting when we're young enough. So we don't know how to nurture our children. So we're already, behind the eight ball to start, because we don't have that early foundational training that lets us look inside and trust our body. And so we're dependent on all this stuff, and we got social media, and we're comparing, the worst parts of ourselves to the best parts of other people. We're glued to our phone, and then we wonder why we have low capacity and we can't handle difficult things. And I would challenge that and say we absolutely can, and we just have to kind of unplug from the matrix, or at least learn how to dance with it, not be blinded by it and pulled all different ways and constantly disrupting our nervous system. But when we can eat good food, drink good water, connect with the earth, get that sunlight, not get massive amounts of blue light at nighttime, move throughout the day and exercise, I mean, that's baseline. And then when we start unpacking and all this stored, unprocessed trauma that's in our system, challenging the beliefs and the narratives that we have, like you said, and then renegotiating who we are and getting back to our authentic self, I mean, our capacity is significant. And the things that used to be stressful and pull us in all different directions, they're not that big a deal anymore. And that's when we come out of survival mode and into our full capacity and authenticity.
Absolutely. And I don't have an answer for how we can do this like broadly because like as you say, I think it's just the way the system is designed, the matrix is designed, and if we're honest about it, it's really hard to unplug from it because it just it dictates everyday life. But I
Yeah.
think also being able to understand how to regulate our nervous system, how to understand when our nervous system is screaming at us is key to that. And I think it's a disservice to us that it's something that we only learn on this long ass healing journey, right? Like you mentioned 20 years. I would say I was in survival mode for 20 years. Now I have the awareness, like, holy shit, why wasn't I taught this in school? Why wasn't this part of like parenting classes if people took it? Because I mean, this is something that impacts us all, but it's such a puzzle for us to try to navigate and find out what's going on, even in this information driven world. We have access, open access to information, but it's almost as if people don't want us to have this information.
Amen, sister. Yeah, if we are sick and stressed and hating each other, we're easier to control. I wish that the humans came with an owner's manual and we got to learn these things when we when we were younger. But it's just the parents that raised our parents came back from war. And before that, there was all kinds of horrible things as well. And we certainly didn't have this information. And you're right, it's hard to find. I cannot believe that I looked up and down, left and right, and did every freaking biohacking, supplement you can think of for the last 20 years and didn't find this work. I think this is what fights against the matrix. I think this is what brings us back to our authenticity, that helps us recognize that we all bleed the same blood. There is no left, right, up, down, or label that can separate us. And the more we wake up to that, the more we all heal, and we heal through healing our nervous system, and we see all these narratives are just bullshit designed to control us.
And what's interesting about regulating our nervous system, it could be just as simple as grounding. And for those who don't know, grounding is reconnecting to nature, taking your shoes off and going standing in grass or something like that. And that's what has been removed from us, right? Like you said, that blue light, the constant need to be attached to technology. And it's just as simple. It can be just as simple as reconnecting with nature and taking time to breathe efficiently. It's not rocket science, but as long as there's appeal for it, we're not going to get the information that we desire because we know that Big Pharma runs the world. And that's why we have issues with our food. That's why every issue you have, there is a pill for, or they'll
Amen.
create one very shortly. I mean, look how quickly they had medicine available for COVID. So, I mean, Big Pharma is hindering our abilities to deal with our trauma in natural ways, regulate our trauma in natural ways, which again is systemic.
Amen, sister. I'm right there with you. It's I say that nervous system work is kind of the ultimate red pill. Because it wakes you up to your own patterns. It wakes you up, at least for me, that the world is not what it seems. That it's like the fairy tale that I believed in is a pile of crap, and it stinks, and I don't want it around me. And not everybody is awake either. And it's not our job to wake people up, but it's to be the light, to shine, because that's how we get rid of the darkness. And I think the more that I think this work is a pivotal part of that, and it's so important in a world where people are in survival mode and intentionally being held down. And once you can see it, you don't have to be it. And that's people like us that are here sharing as much information as we can and being the light and providing services so that people can make different decisions. It really, when it comes down to trauma, you get more choice and you get to see things through the, you come up for air, you come out of that water, you look around, you see what's going on, and you get to make a choice for yourself. And those choices, they ripple out to our family, our communities, and make a huge impact on the collective as well.
This work is so powerful. It is so powerful. It literally could be world changing. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to be able to witness that, right? And I think it just takes big voices like ours to be honest about what it is, but also to encourage. And I think a huge part of healing is the attraction. Someone else sees you shifting and changing, and they may talk about it behind your back, but those who want the same are going to be curious. And I think it once the fire's lit, it's going to be hard for it to stop. But I just think having these conversations, being honest about what it takes instead of just popping a pill, it's about taking radical ownership. It's about acceptance as well, which a lot of times we are very resistant to. But I think we can take so much control if we actually knew how much control we actually had. And I think sometimes the catch 22 to that is because we are being controlled at another level, those things are stripped of us. It's so hard for me to articulate to somebody how much control they have over their lives when they've spent 30 years thinking that someone else is in the driver's seat. But these are the freedoms that come with healing that can change so much.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why education is so important and learning to connect with your body and trust the information that you're getting so that when you are presented with something that's a bunch of BS, you will feel it. You will feel the imposters, the fake people that are around you. They won't resonate with anymore. There will be family issues, but and you'll get to see society and the systems that hold us down. And again, you get to make that decision, but you don't have to figure it out anymore. You really will feel it. And your nervous system, same thing in your healing journey. I really tried to figure it out. That was my intellectualization. And when you get into this work and you learn to listen to your body, I mean, it's so great to have another nervous system with you there to co-regulate and to witness and to guide. But ultimately, your nervous system is the map. And when you can listen to your body, that's all you need.
Absolutely. Mitch, I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. So tell us a little bit more about how we can connect with you and how we can find you online.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I thoroughly enjoyed chatting with you too. And I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to tell everybody where I'm at. So MitchWebb.com is my website. I've got a podcast, The Rooted Conversations with Mitch Webb. I just started that. I have a YouTube page where I'm releasing some of that content. I'm on Instagram at KMitchWebb. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, and I've got a free gift for your audience if as a free nervous system resource to get them started and to come into my community as well. And for those that are listening that you're intrigued, maybe you feel an impulse or a curiosity from this conversation, maybe it sounds like you, I'd say don't wait. Get out there and do it now. We all have some form of trauma, conditioning, chronic stress, and the sooner you can start to work on your nervous system, the better you're going to feel, the more authenticity you're going to have access to, and coming out of survival mode is freaking awesome.
Absolutely awesome. I usually ask for one key takeaway, but I think you just gave it to us. So I'm gonna wrap it all up. Mitch, thank you so much for your time on Survival Mode Disrupted. And audience, thank you for catching another episode. I just want to remind you, you were not built to break, but you damn sure were not built to just survive. Disrupt the cycle, reclaim your life, and thrive on your own terms. And I will see you next week. Once again, thank you for joining another episode of Survival Mode Disrupted, hosted by the Survival Mode Disruptor, Leticia. You didn't land here by accident. This conversation, it probably cracked something open on purpose, because survival mode isn't just a phase, it's a pattern, an identity, a prison masked as strength. But here's the truth: you're not broken, you're just unfinished. So if something stirred in you today, don't ignore it, don't numb it, move with it. And I want to once again invite you to join Disrupting Survival Mode, the Facebook community where healing is loud and messy and real. I also want to invite you to buy my book, The Survival Mode Exit Plan, because your breakthrough deserves a blueprint. And if you felt seen today, be sure to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Like, subscribe, and drop a review. That's how we amplify the voices that need to be heard. And remember, this isn't about fixing yourself. This is about finding yourself again beneath the rubble. Until next time, choose ease, choose power, choose you. This is Survival Mode Disrupted. Let's keep shaking shit up.